Just by way of process aspects of this, so this is almost like an interlude, this reading, so far as the movement through the story goes, like Moses has been prepared, and then suddenly you have this struggle that's taking place with regard to externals. But I just sort of felt that the opening there, like, and Jehovah said to Moses, "When thou goest to return into Egypt, see all the wonders which I have put in your hand." So I just thought that was a really good principle, because every time we leave the text to go into life with our task, we're kind of going into Egypt. And what's available is the wonders, you know, like what the text has wrought in our life in the past. So this is reminding ourselves of what the text has offered previously that we have seen and been inspired by, the knowledge that the text does unfold our states, that it does and can carry us, and that it leads us forward despite how things appear. So there's this need to see those wonders, which are the connections that are able to support the idea that the Lord is the Word, and we've had direct experience of that in our own practice with it, but also in listening to the practice of others. So work over time orders our mind. So there are times of obviously struggle and difficulty, but that work also brings with it states of peace, joy, and those are a reminder of what is heavenly. So I think they set themselves in us as remains and are there to strengthen us. And I think, you know, when you get a grasp of what the word has to say about the nature of the proprium, then those are precious times when you get that respite and they can fall into those wonders that we can draw on. So it can be a good way just to recount what the Lord has done, to see those things, and it can just confirm and affirm truths, particularly those kind of truths that when things get difficult, the Lord will see us through. So these are kind of like the wonders that have been put into our hand. That is, those things that can remind us of the power of the text to hold us and carry us through whatever state we might be facing. It's just the use of the word for the function that it's given, which is to elevate what is of the Lord in us so that that becomes the basis for our life. So that's what this idea of salvation is about. It's about the extraction of what is of the Lord in Egypt, in the natural, out of the natural, so the removal of person, place, time, and space, so that those principles which we can live by become more and more to the fore in our sense of things. And what gets revealed is the obstinacy of the natural, its unwillingness to let go, its desire to own what is the Lord's for itself. That is the idea that I am a independent, autonomous entity who is not subject to anyone or anything. So that's what is going to be revealed. I mean, we know what's coming up with the plagues and the confrontation with Pharaoh and what have you. And there's another thing here in the sense of the letter, is that the idea of the Lord hardening Pharaoh's heart. So that comes up a lot. And just remembering that the Lord doesn't harden anyone's heart, or doesn't harden anything, because that's just not in the nature of love. But that the presence of truths reveals the obstinacy and hardness of heart. That's really what's going on, and it gets inverted and projected when we're in a state of resistance. The underlying thought is the Lord's putting me through this, but actually we're already in it. We just didn't realize it until truths revealed it, and that's the way out. You know, we may be struggling, it may be difficult, but what the Lord conceals us from is, you know, our current state pales into insignificance as to what He is actually protecting us from. So we are just asked to work with what we can see, not to run scenarios about whether we are saved or not, whether we're being regenerated or not, whether our love's able to partake of heaven or not. If we work with the word, work with what's arising, acknowledge the Lord, shun those evils that we see, then the Lord takes care of everything else. And he does. You know, we've all had moments where we are able to be more objective so far as our reactions are concerned. So the word is what provides that objectivity, because that's the purpose of truths, to help us see. And that the internal are those truths that have been worked into our life. They form what is more interior, form what is more internal. And because the Lord can flow into those, because he created them for that purpose, and they're actually generated from him, so he's in them, and that is the power. That is the power. And that power to work, to go against what our natural inclinations is, to see what is opposed to the Lord that we're attached to, all of that is produced by means of the word present in our lives. So we continue to do this work in order that the life of charity can produce its good and its faith in the natural level of our life.